Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There was a tense hearing yesterday at the State House where some legislators are calling for state action to ensure equality and privacy for internet customers. Now, you'll remember that last year, the Federal Communications Commission repealed an Obama-era net neutrality regulation that was designed to require internet providers to treat all internet traffic the same. Massachusetts is now one of 27 states considering its own net neutrality regulations, but internet service providers here are really pushing back against that. Here's an exchange from yesterday between Tim Wilkerson, Vice President and General Counsel of the New England Cable and Telecommunications Association, and Chairwoman Senator Cynthia Cream.
Do your members sell aggregate customer browsing history to third parties?
And Senator, I'm just going to say I've heard your questions before, and
but you haven't answered them before.
No,
so,
but I'm going to say that I'm not the right person to ask because I frankly don't know all of the practices of our companies.
Interesting. Well, here now with more on the future of net neutrality in Massachusetts is State Senator Eric Lesser. He's on the special committee that wrote a state Senate report calling for new regulations here in Massachusetts. Senator Lesser, welcome to Radio Boston.
How are you, Meghna? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. So first of all, I mean, overall, give me the quick argument of why you think Massachusetts needs these new regulations.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is, you know, Massachusetts is a hotbed of the internet and the tech-focused economy. And so we have quite a lot more to lose from this sort of Trump-era rollback of an Obama administration protection. And, you know, ideally, this is something you'd want the federal government stepping up to do. But if the federal government isn't going to act, I think it's up to states like Massachusetts and California to fill that gap, because otherwise our residents and our citizens are really going to be at risk. And the innovation economy that supports so many jobs in this state would be at risk as well.
Yeah, well, so it's interesting because that same jobs argument, though, was made by those opposing net neutrality. We have a little bit of tape here from Gerald Keegan, Assistant Vice President of State Legislative Affairs for a wireless trade group, saying that there are 110,000 jobs in Massachusetts connected to the wireless industry, and they could be threatened by new regulation.
We believe that having state legislation in this area and risking that economic impact is too risky for the state to undertake.
What's your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something you often hear from industry groups. They're afraid of any type of regulation at all. But the thing I would say is the growth in the Massachusetts economy is not around legacy cable operators like that. It's around small entrepreneurial startups and new businesses being created, especially in the tech sector, that rely on free and open and unfettered access to the internet. It's also worth pointing out that these companies grew their presence in the state, grew their jobs under the Obama era protection, FCC net neutrality order, you know, pending. So the idea that basically what we want to do, which is to put in place the protections that were already there and were just recently rolled back, is something that I don't think a lot of people in Massachusetts are gonna fully buy. And, you know, they're entitled to, and they have a legitimate point of view. But what we're trying to accomplish here is to just make sure that a principle of unfettered, you know, content-neutral access to the internet is protected.
Right.
And that's what's essential for the entrepreneurship, because the future of our economy here in Massachusetts is around allowing programmers, startups, kids in dorm rooms, people who are tinkering and exploring with new methods of delivering services and goods and ideas online, to be able to do that without a big internet service provider discriminating against one type of content versus another.
Let me just jump in here because, I mean, there's also this question, though, about whether or not the FCC or the federal government could just basically preempt any state law that's passed here in Massachusetts or elsewhere. I don't think there's any conclusion on that, but that is indeed a possibility. This might all be for naught.
Yeah, we had a lot of a back and forth about that at the hearing yesterday, and there's no doubt that there's a lot of federal preemption questions here. What we're trying to do, though, is in Massachusetts, we have a long history of consumer protections, anti-fraud protections, public disclosure requirements that are not specific to internet regulation per se. And we have a long history of those laws being upheld. So, for example, in California, where they recently passed a net neutrality state-based rule, one of the ways they crafted that bill to kind of get around the preemption issues is to regulate things like state contracting. So, for example, the state government can't enter contracts with internet service providers that discriminate or that block or throttle content. You can put in place disclosure requirements. One idea we had in the bill or in the proposal we're thinking through that the committee thought through and released yesterday is, for example, creating a public rating system. So you could rate internet service providers in the state based on their adherence to net neutrality principles and publicly post that information. Yeah. So that consumers can make their own decisions. The other thing that's worth
Senator Lester, I'm so sorry to jump in here, but I'm almost out of time with you. And there's one more question I just wanted to ask, so forgive me on that. But I'm seeing here that the report that you put out calls for legislation to be filed in Massachusetts by April 18th. So we'll see if that happens. But I am wondering, I mean, the Obama administration didn't put its regulations into effect until 2015. And before that, I didn't really hear anybody in Massachusetts complaining that there were things going on that were inhibiting the innovation economy here. So what's the rush now?
Yeah, well, I think part of that is because there was an active process. I worked for President Obama for 4 years. I worked in his administration in the first 2 years of his presidency. And there had been active engagement on this issue for a long time. And so I think the states saw an active and willing partner in the Obama administration, and that allowed, you know, the process to work out on a federal level. Now we see outright hostility to the issue on a federal level, and that's what's triggering the pushback from states.
Well, that's State Senator Eric Lesser. He's on the Special Senate Committee on Net Neutrality and Consumer Protection here in Massachusetts. Senator Lesser, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.